Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we are so excited to have you join us. We have created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics and will feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
Our show will be on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the following button and check out our Blog Talk at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight on our shows. You can reach us at 651-900-4136 for Beth, and 651-303-0555 for Marie. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. We also have a Facebook page. All you have to do is go into Facebook and search for Divine Goddess Radio, and we'd love it if you would like us.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so please feel free to type in and ask a question or just say hello. And today we will be chatting with Wynn Plocker, a self-published author of Find Your Bliss, Soul Poems Channeled and Written by Winnie, from Balboa Press, which is a division of Hay House. And her book is a it's a book of poems channeled from the cosmic consciousness, or universe, God, the source. Hello, Winnie.
Hello.
Well, hello, Winnie. This is Beth. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your book. I'm excited to hear about how you came about doing everything.
Well, Find Your Bliss by Winnie has been out about a year in both soft cover and as an e-book. It's classified in the mind-body-spirit category because of the channeled nature of the poems. The poems reflect my life, but also have seemed to have a universal message for others. At the Children's Expo, both of you experienced the magical quality when opening my book randomly and received a message for that moment. I think you did, right?
We did.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I did tonight, too.
Okay. Energy workers have told me that my book appears embedded with universal healing energy. My goal and purpose with my book is to share it and its message of love and bliss with the whole world. I consider myself to be pretty young at heart, metaphysical and spiritual. I love to travel and read Hay House authors. I've been married 46 years, have two children and four grandchildren.
Wow.
I love rock music, especially the band Train. I love exercising and getting massages. And I'm a retired math science teacher and find it very whole-brained that now I'm writing poetry. I'm very grateful to the universe for my special gift of writing channeled poetry.
Wow, I know. I remember that we were emailing you, and you emailed us and said you were listening to one of our shows, but had to quit because Train was on TV.
Right.
I saw Train last summer at the Basilica block party. They were really good.
But I'm trying to think, who's Train? I've never heard of them.
I was there at Basilica. I got my picture taken.
Oh, were you? Oh, were you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I'm a big fan.
So, Winnie, what is your background spiritually?
I grew up Presbyterian and taught Sunday school in both Minnesota and Oregon when my kids were young. We moved to Oregon in 1977, and it was there that I came in contact with people that taught Reiki and massage, healing and therapeutic, and I started reading about past lives. They had a great bookstore there, and books just seemed to fall off the shelf at me about past lives. And so reading the books and then experiencing past life regressions that the Reiki teacher would lead us through in small groups, I learned all about that modality, I guess, or that information about what past lives are, and experienced it too through the sessions.
By chance, just because of past lifetimes, I know there's two individuals that people are probably known for their past life stuff, is Edgar Cayce and Shirley MacLaine. Have you read their books?
Yes, I read both of their books, and many more. And I was exploring my spirituality through all these different modalities. And the new metaphysical beliefs just increased my spirituality.
Wow.
And my connections. And so I just kind of went along that path.
Oh, wow. So was there a particular past life that stood out for you, you know, at that time period? Is there anything in particular that stood out for
you? Well, I do have one interesting story, because it was one of the group sessions with the Reiki teacher in a small group, and she does it, and then at the end you sit up and write everything that you remember. Mm-hmm. And so I was writing everything down that had come to me, and I was in France, and I found myself on a hill dressed in chainmail, and I even drew a picture of what the chainmail looked like. And the year that I saw in my head was 29, and I felt I was helping a female leader and as one of her soldiers or followers. I was stabbed in the back in one of the battles, and when I read my notes to my daughter, she said, "Mom, you were Joan of Arc." And I said, "No." And I knew nothing about history. I'm not a history buff, and I don't remember dates well, so I had no idea. France, 29, what did that mean? But after I did the research, I found out that the siege of Orleans was in 1429.
Wow.
And then recently I have a friend from Canada who reads and sees past lives all the time, and she confirmed with me that we were both soldiers of Joan of Arc.
Oh,
in one
wow.
of our past lives together. So.
Do you think you have met yet the person who stabbed you in your past life?
I think I have.
You think
and
so?
And they've been forgiven, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's what it's about.
Oh, that's interesting. So what is your writing and educational background then?
Well, I was never interested in writing or poetry too much. My mother was a writer, so it kind of, you go the other direction. And my focus was more on word problems. I loved figuring out puzzles, and I loved math. I was a math whiz, I guess. And I always wanted to be a teacher since I was as young as 5. And we have many teachers in our family and our genealogy. So I started college focusing on being a teacher. I actually found a few poems that I wrote as a teenager and a group of poems that I wrote in the late 70s, but I had never thought to be a writer or a poet, just a teacher always. And one of my poems in 1979 was actually published in something called Lyrical Voices, in an anthology of poems. And my poem was titled Reflection, and this poem is the one I am told by the universe will be the focus of my second book.
Oh,
so that's kind
wonderful.
Of exciting. Would you like me to read Reflection to
we
you?
We would love for you to read
yes.
it.
Reflection. Today, tomorrow's, and yesterday's. Memories, good and bad. Dreams, plans, and hopes vanishing, but reappearing as new ideas on the horizon of life, as if a mirage tempting us on. Oh, to make all the choices is tedious, but not to choose is not living.
That's very nice. Wow, that's wonderful.
Thank you. I recall that most of my early poetry, I had this segment of poetry for 5 years, from 1977 to 82, that I wrote, that were mostly emotionally driven and kind of about my children and women's rights and things like that that I was participating in at the time. And then marriage, of course, and children put a hold on my career of any kind until after 1979. I tried being an architect. I really liked architecture, and because it was related to math and art and all these things I was interested in, I became a draftsperson for a development company in around 1979-80. And after 7 years, I took my retirement fund and went back to school and finally became a teacher.
Wow.
I did my undergraduate work at Portland State University, and I taught for a year and sub for two more out there, and then we moved back to Minnesota to further my teaching career. And I was a middle school science and math teacher here in Minnesota from 1993 to 2009 when I retired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How interesting.
I
was
did also
cool?
get my master's. I traveled back there two summers, and 1997 and 98, And I was pretty good at writing papers after my master's, but no poetry at that time.
Oh, so exactly.
I felt I was on my path and purpose as a teacher. I thought that was my path and purpose at that time. So.
Oh, so none of your poetry came out at all during this whole time?
No, there was just 5 years from 77 to 82, and then now.
Oh. So then how did you come about to writing this book then?
Well, the story about how I came to write this book is still amazing to me because, and it helps me understand that our lives are really guided. In 2009, while I was winding down my teaching career, I met some interesting people, and a few triggered the fact that I might have known them before. Have either of you ever had that experience, meeting someone new that you say, I know you from somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have it all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us right now are hooking up with people from our past.
Yeah, I think we're all coming together and clicking
yeah.
and for the new energies. But
exactly.
Since I had been studying past lives for 30 years, I said, oh, they must be. I must have known them in a past life. And so that was the first thing that came to me is, oh, I need to have a past life regression. And I had mm-hmm. just read one of Brian Weiss's books called Only Love is Real, which is about unique past life experiences. And so I really was anxious to find somebody that could do that for me. And I found a friend who managed a metaphysical store, and she recommended Maggie Chula of Hudson, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
But shortly before that, I have to give you this other part first, is that before meeting Maggie, I started taking classes through the Healing Waters Health Center in Hudson, Wisconsin. And I took a class on the body, on intuition. I learned how to use a pendulum. And in February 2010, they had a class called What's Love Got to Do With It? Now, that's an enticing title for a class. So I said, I got to go to this one. And Denise Gunderson, the Qigong practitioner, taught the class. And then right before the love class, I found a copy of a poem that I had written in late December of 2007. And it was called The Goddess. And I read through the poem, and it seemed to go along with love. And so I brought it with to the class. And I have changed the title of the poem to My Goddess, and it is the first poem in my book. Would you like me to read it and then finish my story?
Yes, please do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have a goddess within me. No need to scream and shout. I have a goddess within me. Put away your fear and doubt. My goddess is pretty and smart and thin. She is there inside me if I look within. My goddess can heal and help and care. My goddess is here now and everywhere. She is like my angels, protectors are they. My goddess relays what the angels say. I have a goddess within me. She is there to watch over me. I have a goddess within me. I wish I could be like she. My goddess is kind, resourceful, and bright. She is shining inside me like a bright light. My goddess is truthful, honest, and nice. She can handle all problems without thinking twice. My goddess is strong, athletic, and swift, but she is my goddess, and that is a gift. How can I repair the energy source for giving me such a wonderful force? I have a goddess within me. Now what am I to do? I have a goddess within me. First, I will say thank you. Next, I will count all my blessings. Mom plus grandkids make 5. I have a goddess within me. It is so great to be alive. More blessings I have in my children, my loves and my friends to count too. My goddess holds closely each memory of all we did, say, and do. One more verse before the cool finish, insightful as it may be, I love the goddess within me and hope she won't ever leave me. But here's the truth to this riddle. It came to me through head and heart. I am the goddess within me, bright, carefree, and swift like a dart. I am the goddess within me. It's time to scream and shout. I am the goddess within me. It's time for me to come out. My goddess wants me to share this, be it story, poem, or song. Thoughts being shared with others are what goddesses do all day long.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Boy, that should be on a poster.
Yeah.
Very affirming.
Well, I did put it on my prints that I do now, but As you heard, this is quite a powerful poem and unique because I was actually singing this poem in the shower on that December evening in 07, and I went to my computer and typed it out in less than 15 minutes. So that was a really guided poem. I mean, I don't think I could make that up that fast. So, but it was just remarkable, and so I saved it on my computer, on my iMac, and then finding that printed copy of the poem right before the love class, it seemed to be a sign to me that I needed to bring it to Denise's class. So I shared the poem with the group, and they each wanted a copy. And so I said I'd go home and make clearer copies because the copy that I brought with, of course, was all folded and written on. And I got home that night and went straight to my computer, turned it on, clicked on the documents, found the title, clicked on the title, and to my shock and total surprise, it was blank.
Oh.
Totally blank, this whole poem.
Oh.
You know, of course, I had a hard copy, so I quickly typed it back into the computer, saved it over and over and over, as many places that I could save it, and made copies for the students. And then over the next few days, kind of in my dreams and kind of in that dream state when I'm at night, I would hear that if I did not share my poems, they would be gone.
Ooh.
It was really spooky, and it was like, okay. And so far, that was the only one other than the older ones that I had written. So it was just kind of a strange message.
Yes, it was.
And this was the beginning of my spiritual journey with my poetry that still continues today.
Oh. Hmm. So I know you were telling us about the past life regressions. And do you think the past life regressions helped you with this poetry? I mean, do you think that was something that you're pulling from the past?
Well, after that class on love and the mysterious poem glitch, it kind of pushed me into really finding someone to do a past life regression. So I called Maggie Jula and made my appointment. We met a few times before, and then we had the first past life regression in March of 2010. Mm-hmm. And I connected with a past life with my current husband, and he was my unmarried partner named Jack, circa 1850s in New Orleans. And I was the daughter of a riverboat captain and went on Mississippi boat trips up and down the Mississippi all the time. And I think what I learned from that regression was that my husband is my karmic soulmate, and I figured the reason we've been married for 46 years is because I'm making up for leaving him all the time in New Orleans.
Oh,
in that past life.
Oh.
But immediately after the first regression, the poem started coming to me. And Pink Cloud is the second poem in my book and was written then, sharing my experience from the after crossing over during that first regression. Would you like me to read that one?
Oh, love it.
Yep.
Would love to hear it.
It's called Pink Cloud. Floating gently on a vaporous cloud of pink and white tinged with sparkling blue, love is surrounding me in every form. I am me, I am she, I am you. Embracing arms of love caress me. Cloud-like energy speaks to my mind. Warmth and safety, love and contentment with the earthly world left behind. Higher energies surround me with love. I am cradled, a rock child, a soul. Learning is telepathically shared with love encompassing the whole. Pink cloud of energy and love so grand, stay with me, caress me, please do. Healing love penetrates my wholeness, loving me, loving she, loving you.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Absolutely beautiful.
And when you said, oh, I was going to say,
ahead.
You had told us something about this poem earlier that when do you usually read this one?
I read this one when I need comfort because I can actually feel and see the clouds surrounding me and hugging me and keeping me comforted and that kind of thing. So anytime that I need a hug or, you know, need to feel that love, I go there to my pink cloud. And so
if you're feeling down, this would be a good one to read over and over and over.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, is there any others in here that you would recommend to read when feeling down that you can recall right offhand? Because you have many of them in here.
Well, it depends what you really need at the time, I think. There are a couple that inspire you if you're looking for love. And like the book is divided into sections. The first section is finding my bliss, and then the second one is sharing my bliss, and then the third one is living with bliss. So each section kind of is on different topics and seem to fit in those areas so much. I know treasure gifts is one that some people tend to get when they open my book to a page and when things may not be going their way or something.
Hello, so that was me this weekend. things were not going very well. And then when Beth came over and she brought the book and I said, let me open this and see what I get today. And I got the treasured gifts, and there was a line in there that made us laugh because it was kind of a sarcastic from the universe. And then you just affirmed it because, yeah, things were not going my way, and I opened it right to that page.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting because right now, you know what page I turn to? It's Keep It Positive.
There you go.
That is so funny. Well, you know, you talked about that you had a regression. Did you just have you done more than one regression?
Well, I had
actually
two.
Oh.
With Maggie. I did two a month apart, and between after the first one, the poems just started flowing. And it was unbelievable. And so I went back for a second regression. And in the second regression was in April of 2010. And the poem Love Encompasses All, I actually wrote right before that, the day before it. And other relatives and new acquaintances were recognized as characters in my second regression. I was a young island girl living with my mate, Peaky, and he figured in many of my quickly flowing poems. And that lifetime took place in Tahiti, and I only figured that out after doing some research, of course. And I was able to connect strange-sounding names that had come up, and they were all Polynesian derivatives. The name Tiki, my name was Layla in that lifetime, and then our children were Jawa, Ba, Ila, and Yawi. And they all had Polynesian derivatives when I looked up those names. And so I said it had to be Polynesian, so what area does it seem like? And so, asking my guides for guidance the day after the regression, and I got more information, and they said it was Tahiti.
Oh.
And so that's where that lifetime was from. And it's a lot of my husband was... Today is was my son in that one lifetime. He was Ba in that lifetime, and other relatives were also there. My grandmother and I think one of my granddaughters. And it's soul families tend to reincarnate together, is what I've learned over all my reading and studying of past lives. So, but the two regressions together were like a catalyst for my heart opening to divine love, is what as Maggie puts it. And I've been told that channeling happens when you are in a place of love. So here I was having these two connecting regressions, and my heart was opening to love, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these poems. And so it kind of now, in retrospect, I can see how that happened, that it was being in that place was making the channeling happen for my poetry.
Okay, so... So after your regressions and the poems, you know, they start flowing, and I'm assuming you're just writing them down and channeling them and doing, you know, journals. How did you decide to write the book?
Well, I had, for months, I had, the poems were coming, and so because of what the goddess poem had said about if I don't share it, they wouldn't be there, I was taking all my poems to my friends, and Denise Gunderson, the Qigong teacher, was very supportive. I think she still has copies of some of my original poems. And my friend, and Maggie, of course, and then my friend Edwina Zacharyson, who is also a massage therapist, and I would bring them to them each time I saw them, and they kept telling me how that they loved them and that they were inspiring, and you should put these in a book or something, or put them. At that time, it was never suggested to put them in a magazine or anything, but so they just said, do a book, and I really wasn't sure how to do that. But my other friends and my husband was supportive, and so I was looking into that. Shortly around that time, my mom, who was 96, crossed over in May of 2010, and so it took me a while to refocus on doing a book or anything like that for a while, but I do think she was urging me on because she was the writer. She was a writer and a playwright and theatrical and all that. So I think she was probably helping me to do this at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I definitely guarantee she's with you and is seeing the accomplishments.
I know she's with me all the time.
So how would you say, how were the poems channeled?
Well, I didn't realize that they really were. I thought at first, was I making these up? Am I just making up these silly rhymes and words on the computer? And because usually I'm a night owl, so I sit up late at my computer and I'd get these words coming through, and so I'd write them down. They seemed to be poems. And so I would type a complete poem in about 15 minutes, and I thought, this is really unusual. And I still didn't know where the poems were coming from, so I just didn't know where to do. But I belonged to this one group that we get together for spiritual enlightenment, and two of the people in our group channeled entities from the other side. And at one of the meetings, I asked, okay, I'm getting these poems. Where are they coming from? And right away, it came from the entity said that it was coming from the cosmic consciousness. And I thought, hopefully it was Emily Dickinson or Walt Whitman or somebody cool. It wasn't. It was the cosmic consciousness. And, that's so hard to explain to people that you're channeling the cosmic consciousness, rather than a person. And so in retrospect, getting the confirmation that the poems were channeled was huge for my understanding and beliefs. But other than you need to be in a place of love and open to it, I don't know, I don't know the specifics of how things are channeled,
Okay.
It just happens.
Yeah, that's quite a process. I mean, to sit down and write a poem in 10 to 15 minutes,
I know.
That's amazing. I mean,
I know. It still amazes me, and it happens. And I have to carry a notebook with me everywhere I go because it will happen at the most inopportune times sometime. Like I was watching TV one night and all of a sudden a poem came to me. I had to run and get a book and write it down before I could finish watching the show. And writing in the car is really good. I think one gets kind of lulled in that. I do road trips, and if I'm not driving, I will get a lot of poems. So it just, I have to kind of be in the relaxed mode.
Yeah. Sounds like you have probably 5 or 6 books in you then that are just waiting to come out.
I don't know.
Well, before we go further, I just want to throw in a little reminder for our listeners in case they've tuned in that they are listening to Divine Goddess Radio and our shows is on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the follow button, and you'll be notified of shows as they get scheduled. You can also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear any feedback or insight on our show. You can also reach us at 651-900-4136, which is Beth's number, and my number at 651-303-0555. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And Winnie can be reached through Facebook
at facebook.com/findyourblissbywinnie or by email gwplocher@mac.com. And we were just talking with Winnie about how she channels her poems and how she decided to put that into a book. So, Winnie, I wanted to ask you, why did you choose Balboa Press to self-publish? And can you kind of talk us through the process of doing that?
Sure. Again, thanks to interesting coordinating circumstances, and you know, I just feel like my life is divinely guided sometimes, but actually Balboa Press appeared for me. I was looking to kind of increase my spiritual growth by attending an I Can Do It conference and was looking at where they were that summer, and there was one in California, and at the same time, a friend of mine from the channeling group wanted someone to go on a road trip with her because her first grandchild was going to be born out in California, and she wanted to drive out there but didn't want to do it by herself. And I love road trips, so I raised my hand right away. It was the first one. I'll go. And so it just worked out perfectly that I needed to be there for the I Can Do It conference. So I signed up for the conference, and she worked her schedule so we could leave at that time to go out there. And actually, this is a really funny story, is that she was actually planning on being there a little later, and she went earlier to accommodate me for the I Can Do It conference. But her granddaughter was born early, and if we had gone at her time, she wouldn't have made it in time. So,
oh, wow.
Everything works together for good.
Yes, mm-hmm. It does.
So I went to the I Can Do It conference hoping to see Brian Weiss, Wayne Dyer, and maybe even Louise Hay, and get all spiritually enlightened and learn so much stuff and from all the books that I had read and everything. I just was really anxious to go. That was my first conference that I had been to. And I was walking around to the booths they have, and there was a booth for Balboa Press. And it happened to be the first year that they had been alive, I guess, as a publisher, because Hay House had just brought out this new self-publishing part of Hay House. And so they were trying to pick up people that wanted to publish but weren't sure how to do it or how to go through a publisher or anything like that. And so I connected with someone there and met them for the first time there. And, I mean, I had wanted to publish through something like Hay House because of their spirituality and everything that worked with my poems. So I talked to this representative, and another coincidence is her name was the same name as my daughter. Yeah, it was all these signs that said, I think you need to go this direction. And she kept calling me and calling me, and that's how I ended up publishing with Balboa Press, well, the division of Hay House. And I also did meet Brian Weiss and Louise Hay at that conference.
I was just going to ask you that. Did you end up meeting them?
I did.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, what a story. What a story. At least you have
but
a really
I mean, there's
cool...
all these little incidents that, you know, entwined within it that affect other people's lives, too. So it was, you know, kind of unique.
Exactly.
With my friend.
Exactly. So was the process difficult to self-publish?
It really wasn't in retrospect when I look back. And I know some people do it even easier than when I do it, but this worked for me. And the person kept calling me, the contact person, and finally around March of 2011, I was ready, and I had some retirement funds that I had received, and so I got together and signed up with Balboa Press. And so they give you some time, and they give you instructions of how to do it and how to put it into Word. I have Mac, so I had to put everything that was already in something else into Word. And had to do all that to get it together and get my manuscript together, and they tell you exactly how to do it. They're very good instructions. And then you email back and forth and talk back and forth, and they give you contact people for every step of the way. And it's really nice in that way, except that you keep changing contact people. You don't have the same one contact person through the whole process. And I think that would be my only difficulty that I ever had, is that, you know, you keep changing contact people for each segment of it. And then keeping track of the different paths, because the cover went to a different group than the insides of the book, you know, so it's like it's separate. And so you had to deal with the person, the contact person about the cover, and the contact person about the contents. And so we sent a lot of emails back and forth and submissions back and forth. And then by August of 2011, I had what I thought was a finished manuscript and sent it in. And we went back a little more, back and forth and back and forth, and made the final corrections. And then in December 13th of 2011, my book was published. And it was kind of exciting. I got my first copy, my preview copy, the week before Christmas. So I had a Christmas present. And then my first order of books arrived in January. And I was about to embark on a Mayan cruise with Maria Shaw Larson, who is a psychic, and I was so excited, and my first sales were on that cruise, except for one sale that happened in December, and a friend of mine had bought one through Amazon.com, and so I did get a royalty check from my publisher, and it's just for that one book, so it's not real big, so I just kept the check and put it in a frame, and it's on my wall.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, you had, going back to your book, you had earlier said that your book appears embedded with universal healing energy, which you can actually feel when you open up the book. I mean, you can actually feel stuff flying out of it. What else would you like to share about your book?
Well, I do have a quote that I'd like to read that's from the To the Reader section, and a lot of the stuff we've talked about today I go over in the To the Reader section because it's was kind of a amazing coincidence of everything that happened for this to happen to me. But one of the quotes from the end of that section is, and I'll read it to you, "My poems reflect my journey. They are about love and bliss, love of self, love of others, love from God and the universe. The poems also reflect deep soul connections ranging from the never-ending past life loves to present-day discoveries of unconditional love. In this book of poems, I am sharing my love, my process towards finding bliss, and myself, and I share myself. The words, rhymes, and rhythms come through my heart and soul, channeled by the cosmic consciousness, and I hope my words inspire you to find your own love and bliss. It was not by chance that you picked up this book. It is just that I want my book to go to the people that will get it and will get something out of it. And it was very hard for me to share these poems with the world because the cosmic consciousness did use my life. They used everything I was going through and all these things, the topics and things, were things that were happening to me. So
very
it
personal.
Was very, they were very personal. I mean, they were like, you know, children or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and so it was very hard for me to put them out and pick certain ones. There's still a lot that haven't been published, that may never be published, that I can't let go of, but there are, you know, I had so many, and I picked, I think there's 72 or 73 in there, but that I picked out, and then they fell into categories, and actually they are in chronological order of when I wrote them. I mean, there are other poems that were written in between, but the ones that I chose are actually all in chronological order of when they were written. So it's kind of an interesting thing.
Yes.
And I think
so.
It's because they're channeled from the cosmic consciousness that you see that energy coming out of it. That, and it's these are real personal reflections, and I now know that I'm a conduit for this, for the messages, and what the universe wants everybody to know.
And your words are very powerful. I remember the first time that I met you at the expo that you and I were both in just a couple weeks ago, and I picked up your book, and just the words that flew out, the energy that flew out from them, and how they help propel you and open you up to receiving more light. They're absolutely wonderful, and you can tell they are definitely channeled from the divine consciousness. They definitely are. So on that, and I know how hard it is to really expose yourself, especially when the universe uses us and our life experiences, because it is like, it's parts of us, and parts of us are like children.
Right.
So,
right.
So I thank you for putting that book out there, because it is a wonderful, wonderful gift for everybody to come in contact with, and I hope that after this show that people will contact you and want a copy of it. But on that same note, you said that your mother was a really a wonderful woman, and she didn't get to see your books, but we know that, you and I both know that she's with you and is witnessing the work that you have done and that you've completed. And I noticed that you dedicated your book to your mother. Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Sure. My mom, her name was Truly Latcha, and she was a writer and a teacher, and even had hosted her own TV show locally in White Bear Lake in the 80s called Write Your Own History. And she traveled the Midwest with a one-woman show called Daughter of the Theater, and all this after she was 50 or 60 years old. So she was quite an active lady. Her parents were in vaudeville, and she was known in White Bear for starting Lakeshore Players, which is a local theater group there, and she started it in the 50s. And she was always very busy, helpful to everyone she met, and active in writing and theater groups. And she took me, or I took her, I guess, to many plays. She never learned how to drive, so I guess we always took her places, or she took the bus. And my older sister crossed over in 1999. And a few months later, my mom, at age 85, fell and broke her nose and ended up in the nursing home, the former White Bear Care Center, which is now called Serenity Care. And she lived there for over 10 years. And when she first went in there, she even helped people in the nursing home write their own history. So she was continuing helping people to write. She had a computer in her room and everything. And she just was really one of those people that everybody loved to go into her room. And she and I were fans of John Edward, the psychic medium, and we attended a few of his shows in Minnesota. I'd push her in her wheelchair, and we'd go watch the show. And when she crossed over at age of 96, it was right before everything started happening for me. Mm-hmm. And so I dedicated my book to her. And after she passed, I truly realized what an amazing person she was, because she seemed to see the good or the soul in everyone. I mean, when we were little, that bugged us to death because she always liked all these other people and didn't pay enough attention to us as kids. But, you know, in retrospect, it's like she was seeing their soul so she could see the good in everybody and people that we wondered why she was friends with and stuff like that, you know. But that's why she was one of those amazing people that could, you know, was before her time, I guess.
So when you said your mom's name is Truly?
Yes.
Is that her birth name, Truly?
It was actually Etrulia.
Oh, really?
Eloise. Etrulia?
I'm just like, wow, Truly. Well, if she was just unique from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yes,
from
she
the
was.
Get-go.
She was.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Well, she was. Wow. What a good inspiration.
Yeah.
She really was. And you know, my kids tell me, especially my husband tells me, you're getting more like your mother every day.
Oh, that's a compliment,
yeah.
Right?
Well, thank you.
So, Winnie, the big important question is, now that we've talked about your book and we've shared a couple of your poems, how can people access your book?
Well, I love sharing it with everyone, so I try to go to wellness shows and fairs and wellness fairs and expos. I was at the November Holistic Edge Expo, And at that was the first place that I really finally, I mean, I knew it was magical for me that I turned to pages, but at that Edge Expo, something told me to have everybody that walked by open it up, and like 99% of the people said, yeah, it had a message for me. And then I'd like to be present at Alla Marie Shaw's psychic fairs when she's here in Minnesota, and she actually will be here in Roseville March 23rd and 24th at the Roseville Radisson. And I will be there selling my book. So if you want to meet me in person and get a signed copy, and that's a good place to pick up my book. Marie has been very supportive of my poetry, and some of my new poems that aren't in the book, she has published in a newspaper called The Alternatives that she's that's online. I think you can get it online or through her Facebook page.
Yep.
But my husband makes the ribbon bookmarks that are in my books. And those are something that you can only get when you buy them from me. And they're put in there randomly. But there's another funny story about that is that my cousin brought a whole bunch of books, like 10 or so, for her friends and relatives. And so I mailed them out to her. And about a week later, I got a call from somebody I didn't know. And they said, oh, I got one of your books from Barb. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, do you put those bookmarks in a special place? And I thought, well, not really. And before I could finish answering that, she said that she and her mother had both received books and that the bookmark was in the place where what they needed to hear that day, it was on that page. And so, again, I told her that it was divine guidance from the universe because these poems were channeled from the universe, and now, you know, I call it magical. So
that's right.
It was just that divine guidance. But,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting that when things like that happen and you hear about them, you don't always hear about those things back. Not everybody calls and tells you that, but it's really cool when it does. So
it does, because it confirms that, you know, what you're doing is your right life purpose, and you were guided, and you were, you know, all this stuff was channeled, and this was for your life purpose. So it's nice to get that confirmation back.
Right. And it really is. It really is amazing, and I just feel so excited about them, and I've sold well over 200 books and have shared even more than that with as many as with other people, and I usually at each of the fairs that I'm at, I have a sign up sheet where people can sign up and win a free book, and so it makes it really nice to, because I really just want to get them out there as for people to have, because I do feel they're a gift, and a gift to me through me, and a gift to the world. So
yeah, it is something that, I mean, I know that Beth and I have witnessed it and we've tried it, and no matter what, you know, even if you just say, oh, let me just see what it looks like, you know, what do I get? And you pull it open, there's something on that page when you open it up that is directed right to you. So
yeah,
it's the magic does flow.
You know, since there's a lot of love in there, I think it would be a great Valentine's Day present.
I think so, too. And unfortunately, I'm leaving for Florida on the 12th, so if anyone wants to contact me and get one for Valentine's Day, try to contact me before the 10th of February, and I will definitely get it delivered to you, mail it to you. I charge $10 for my books with the bookmark in it, and that covers all the sales tax and everything, and then there's a $3 mailing fee and discounts on multiple copies. For example, you get 2 for $18 and things like that. So, and usually the $3 maybe mailing fee covers all the multiples. Usually, I think 5 or so books you can mail for the $3 mailing fee. So,
okay.
But,
do you want to give out your contact information too?
Sure, I'll give that out. The Facebook page that is open to the public is my www.facebook.com/findyourblissbywinnie. And it's W-Y-N-N-I-E, or my email, GWP, Plocher, Plocher, at mac.com. And those are two ways you can find me. There's some places have my book on consignment. The Little White Bear booksellers has a couple copies, and so it's around also. And then,
and you're, are you on Amazon and Barnes & Noble also?
Yep, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you can get it without the bookmark, of course. But
okay.
And it is also an e-book on both Balboa and Amazon sites. So
okay.
People that are into those e-books.
Mm-hmm. Now, you
and then recently I started adding some poem photo prints. This idea again just came to me, and because people were asking for like one poem, like that goddess poem, everyone was asking, can I have just a copy of that poem to put up on my wall? And I thought, well, maybe I should make something like that and sell it when I sell my books at the fairs and things. And so I did. I found the printer in White Bear to do that with me. And so I have traveled. I drove to Portland and back for about 15 years every summer when I was teaching. So I have lots of travel photos of pictures of things that seem to match with some of my poems, and so I put the poems on the photos, and then they're on cardstock, so you can frame them and put them up on your wall, and it makes a really nice wall treatments for meditation rooms or other rooms in your house, and they're ready to frame on the cardstock, so those are available also.
Well, that's great. Those will make wonderful, wonderful gifts too, so...
Yeah.
Nice that you can do both. You can choose the poem that resonates with you or one that you might read and think, oh, you know, I know someone who could benefit by this looking at it every day. So great idea, Winnie.
And I do custom ones. So if you find a poem in there that I don't already have on cardstock, you can say, I'd like this one. And I'll try to find a photo that I have to match it. And it's you,
oh,
you know, and then I go to my printer and she does it for me. And then I mail it out to you.
So, Winnie, what's next for you?
Well, I don't know. I'm working on my second book, the one, reflection one, that I've kind of been given the nod from the universe to work on, and that is to take some of my old poems that I wrote for that five-year period and revise them and see if I can't get those into a book with some also new ones and poems. A lot of the poems that have been coming to me are pretty deep lately, and so that may be part of that second book or maybe even a third book, like you say. I don't know. I'll have to see where they fall. But the poems are still coming, which is a good thing. And the one thing that I have realized through this whole process is that no matter what, there are no chance meetings in our lives. Everything that happens is part of a bigger whole.
Exactly.
And looking back to 1977, my current life is finally beginning to make sense. So
that's interesting how that does tie up, you know. I mean, you can look back and you can actually see.
I can see.
The flow
yeah.
of your path.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing another regression at all?
Oh, sure. I love past life regressions. I've had really good experiences always. In fact, in February, why I'm going to Florida is to take a class from Brian Weiss, and in that class you do past life regression. So I'll be doing some just in February.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. He's a wonderful person to learn from.
Oh, he's awesome. He is just an amazing man. I've met him about three times. And it's
wow, I would love to meet
great.
Him. Love
yeah.
to meet him.
His books are amazing.
Winnie, do you have anything else that you would like to add before we end our show this evening? Is there anything else you would like to say to listeners? And
well, just enjoy the book and tell your friends about it and contact me and let me know. You know, there's great poems in here that seem to be in a lot of different areas and that type of thing. It's a great Valentine's gift. It's full of love. The book is truly full of love, and that's how I present it out to everybody.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you have any advice that you could give to anybody who might be going down or having similar experiences, and their experience where all of a sudden they're channeling poems or writing stories and they know that it's coming from a source, you know, greater than them. Is there any advice that you have for anybody out there on what they should do, steps that they can take, or any form of advice to encourage them?
Well, I would say just follow your heart, because that's, it's coming through you, through your heart, and to listen, and you need to really listen to what the universe is telling you. And I know I've probably been redirected a couple times myself, but, you know, if when you do follow your heart, the things work out really well. And I know even Wayne Dyer has said that his like one of his last books was just written. I mean, it just flowed. I mean, his editor didn't have to do any changes almost to it. And it just happens to even, you know. And it happened to me, too, and it was really nice to hear that from somebody that had been writing for a long time, that that happens. So it does happen.
Have you had any family members, I mean, other than your mother? I know, you know, if you were able to go back in time, I bet you she could tell you stories on experiences that she may not have shared with you. Have any of your children, your grandchildren, experienced anything similar to what you've experienced that they've talked to you about?
Not right, not that I know of, but two of my granddaughters, I know when they were little, when they were under three, they did share past life information with me. And
wow.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That would be very cool. That would be very
yeah.
cool.
So.
Well, Winnie, I would just
yes.
love to say thank you so much, Marie, and I would love to say thank
yeah.
you so much for sharing your experience and your book with all of us. And we are at the end of our show. So if you'd like to be notified of our upcoming shows, click on the following button on our Blog Talk Radio show page. You can also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555, and you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. Also, our Facebook page is Divine Goddess Radio, and we'd like you, if we would really enjoy it and be appreciative if you would like our page, and we hope that you will join us each week, and we send every single one of you love and light.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Winnie. Have a great evening.
Yes,
thank
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you yep. so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.